Good morning. We continue with Shabbos. We finished and we finished some in hay. And we're talking about opening different types of containers. So let's go for a few different examples, as we've already touched on some of them. Well, let's just review our criteria that we're looking at. So Kareya Derech Kilkul is going to be mutter, creating a new opening, which is going to be usable, is going to be usur, because of a tikkun of creating that opening. And when we say derech kilkul, so creating an opening which a person will plan to use for multiple reuses, etc., as opposed to just get all the contents out, that's going to be usur. The hetter derech kilkul only applies to something which has a valid tzar Shabbos, which we described as for achila, including the secondary types of usages, cups, plates, etc., or covered abrius. A person needs to get something to blow their nose, or to clean themselves, or tzarich mitzvah, but for just relaxation purposes, for example, tearing open to getting a magazine, we suggested that that's not going to be mutter. It has to be a valid tzarich, it has to be done derech kilkul. You cannot create a usable opening, etc. So a person has a box which has, let's say, a salt, and there's a special opening you can make on the side where you push in on the preparation to have what to pour out of. So you're creating a spot that's something new which was not there before. It's reusable and it's going to be usher to do so. A person that wants to open a juice box, and there's a hole which you can push a straw through. So you're pushing that hole through. That's you're making creating a new opening, which you use to then drink from. So you create it together with the straw. So that's going to be creating something positive. That's going to be also to do so. Other examples of where there's a tikkun taking place as you're opening up, let's say you have a freeze pop, so a person comes off the top of the freeze pop to then eat the freeze pop through that, so that opening you're creating becomes a useful opening to then slowly slide the freeze pop up. What a person should do is they should cut it down the side, take out the freeze pop and put it into a cup. Sometimes you have this certain types of freeze pops, which come like a twin, and you break them apart from each other. So doing so is going to be a problem. You're creating a new opening over there, and then again you're going to proceed to take it from that spot. Removing the cover from. We give an example of a person taking a covering off of a top of a yogurt. So that's, you just pull the top off totally, and that's going to be mutter. Person would take it open in such a way that it becomes a useful open to put a spoon through and then smooth off the top. As you come out, as you're doing a positive act of tearing to be able to create a better usage over there, so that's going to be usur. Just agav, sometimes small containers of yogurt, lemon, etc., come attached. So separating those pieces from one from the other is going to be usur, because you're doing a beneficial act. We already spoke about opening, or we touched on opening cans. Cans primarily goes under the malacha of burna, and we need to clarify that point. We mentioned that, so those are examples, things we have to be concerned about. We mentioned tearing open an envelope for the purpose of reading the contents. So if there's a valid tzarich to read the contents, so you'd be tearing open the envelope to get to the contents inside. In general, we do not think that nowadays that there's usually a valid tzarich for opening the envelope to read the letter. Once upon a time, that's how news came. information, safety. You know, there's a concern that there's a danger coming, and the person gets a note from somebody sealed. They need to read that note because that's informing them whether they need to run for safety or not. We don't have it nowadays. It's not how we get our information. So practically, that's going to be we're not going to have any attire in regards to tearing open an envelope. Now, let's talk about some cases which are not which that which is going to be mutter. We mentioned some cases which we have concerns. Now, let's talk about some cases we think are going to be mutter in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.